This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The U.S. announced tough new sanctions on Russia after it determined Moscow was involved in the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain last March. Britain said the nerve agent Novichok was used against Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in the town of Salisbury. Both have since recovered. Security analyst Robert Manning, senior fellow with the Atlantic Council, said the sanctions are potentially serious.
It involves technology exports. It involves both international institution lending and lending from U.S. banks. There are some potential waivers on some of the technology exports, for example, spare parts for the space station, which we still have with Russia. It's pretty extensive, and it's coming at a time when the ruble has hit new lows. The sanctions have driven down their currency.
At the same time, Senator Rand Paul is in Moscow and delivered a letter from President Donald Trump to his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. The contents are not known, but Paul tweeted later and emphasized the importance of engagement in areas such as countering terrorism, legislative dialogue, and cultural exchanges. Zimbabwe's defeated opposition Wednesday vowed to take last month's disputed election result to court. Tabani Mpofu is a lawyer for the head of the Movement for Democratic Change, Nelson Chamisa.
The results announced, the declaration made by ZEC, is going to be challenged. The relevant challenge has already been prepared, and it is here.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa, head of the ruling ZANU-PF party, was declared winner on Friday of the July 30 ballot. The outcome sparked violent protests in the capital, Harare, leaving at least six dead. Meanwhile, former finance minister and opposition leader Tendai Biti has been detained after being denied asylum in Zambia. At least five Kenyan soldiers were killed along the country's north coast in an attack claimed by the Somali insurgent group Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News.